for all the beauty and invention you hear in any of Bach's music. There's another essential part of it you don't hear: family. Johann Sebastian was brought up in an extended family full of musicians, giving him a day-to-day experience that was like a springboard for his own genius. Violinist Janine Janssen also comes from a musical family, and what you're hearing is a collaboration of two generations through Bach's music. Family ties bring together Bach, Janine Janssen, and her father, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, Classical Radio Boston, a part of WGBH. It's easy to think of musical genius as a beautiful aberration, the product of a lightning bolt from beyond the known world. But just as Bach's genius really built on the foundation of at least four generations of musicians, Janine Janssen's stellar career as a concert violinist is, in part, a result of her own musical upbringing. Later in the hour, you'll hear Janine Janssen and her father, Jan, in a sonata by Bach. Also on the program is Bach's Cantata No. 26, Ach wie flüchtig, ach wie nichtig, or Ah, how fleeting, ah, how insignificant. You can find a translation of the text for that piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. For now, here is one of the ways Bach built his family's musical legacy. This is a keyboard piece taken from the notebook of works he assembled for his second wife, Anna Magdalena Bach. Till Fellner plays the French Suite No. 5 here on the Bach Hour. That's Till Fellner with Bach's French Suite No. 5. That piece is one part of the notebook for Anna Magdalena Bach, assembled by J.S. Bach as a way to further the musical abilities of his second wife. Just a couple of years after writing that French suite, Bach wrote his Cantata No. 26, Ach wie flüchtig, ach wie nichtig, or Ah, how fleeting, ah, how insignificant. It's our earthly lives that are fleeting, compared in the text of the opening chorus to a mist that suddenly appears and then quickly disappears. To reflect this capriciousness in musical terms, Bach sets up a kinetic instrumental texture with scales and lines crossing and recrossing each other, nothing remaining in place for very long. Even the chorale tune on which Bach based the piece is in the upper voices, seemingly ready to fly away at any moment. The mist of the first movement turns to liquid in the second movement as the tenor compares our lives to rushing water, something you can hear in the melody itself. So later, the bass soloist warns against the seductiveness of earthly treasures, and the way Bach communicates that through music is pure genius. He sets the aria as a bourrée, a type of French dance that's meant to represent earthly pleasures. But it's in a minor key, with a trio of menacing oboes trading phrases with a soloist. What was a seductive dance has now become twisted, maybe even evil. If you'd like to see a translation of this piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here's Bach's Cantata No. 26 with soprano Yukari Nonoshita, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. Masaaki Suzuki conducts Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
schnell ein Rauschen Wasser schießt. So schnell ein Rauschen Wasser schießt. So Yeah.
Nacht, wir gleichsam als ein Gott gesessen.
The cantata number 26 by Bach, Ach wie flüchtig, ach wie nichtig, or Ah, how fleeting, ah, how insignificant. The soloists included soprano Yokari Nonoshita, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. Masaaki Suzuki conducted Bach Collegium Japan. Those fleeting, kinetic qualities Bach built into the Cantata 26 are also built into an organ prelude based on the same chorale tune. Here it is with organist Simon Preston. A prelude by Bach on the chorale Ach wie flüchtig, ach wie nichtig, performed here by Simon Preston. As impossible as it is for us to fathom the depths of J.S. Bach's genius, there's no question that whatever natural gifts he possessed, they were nurtured to their fullest extent by his extended family. His father was a town musician in Eisenach, and after Bach's parents died when he was 11, he spent the next few years with his brother, an accomplished organist. Dutch violinist Janine Janssen also comes from a musical family. In fact, the cantata performance you just heard featured her uncle, Peter Coy. So when she got the chance to record some of Bach's concertos and chamber works, she turned to a collaborator who knows her better than just about anybody else in the world, her own father. Here is the Sonata No. 4 in C minor. Janine Janssen is the violinist, and her father, Jan Janssen, plays harpsichord.
Thank you.
Violinist Janine Janssen and her father, harpsichordist Jan Janssen, with the fourth in a series of six sonatas for violin and harpsichord by J.S. Bach. That performance of the violin sonata in C minor is included in a collection of concertos and sonatas Janine Janssen recorded with several friends and relatives, among them her father and her brother, cellist Martin Janssen. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.